Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Masculine Mandate by Richard D. Phillips. Narrated by Tom Parks. Foreword. What image comes to your mind when you hear the expression, a man's man? Is it the picture of an outdoorsman skilled in hunting and fishing? Might it be the idea of a man capable of building his own house? Is it more along the lines of a tough guy in the mold of John Wayne? There's certainly nothing wrong with being an outdoorsman, building one's own house, or even, within bounds, being the solid John Wayne type. But is that all there is to being a man? The truth is that the Bible gives us God's picture of a real man, and it doesn't fit any of our stereotypes. God begins to paint his picture of manhood in Genesis chapter 1, where we read of man's creation in the image of God. He continues to work on his portrait in Genesis chapter 2, which tells us that God planted a garden in Eden and put man there to work it and keep it. Isn't it interesting that the first thing God says about the role of man is that he is to work? In fact, the necessity and value of work is assumed throughout the Bible and is stated explicitly in a number of scripture passages. For example, the writer of Ecclesiastes said, "Behold, what I have seen to be good and fitting is to eat and drink and find enjoyment in all the toil with which one toils under the sun the few days of his life that God has given him, for that is his lot." Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 18. Turning to the New Testament, Paul exhorts us to work heartily as for the Lord, Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, and warns that if anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10. Also, we will be working in the new earth. I find this biblical emphasis on work quite encouraging. Very few of us men fit any of the stereotypes of the man's man. But we all can fulfill God's mandate to work. In that sense, we can see ourselves in God's picture of a real man. But there's more to the picture than work. When God put Adam in the garden to work, he gave him Eve as a helper. Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 and 21 through 23.